Hello, 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 everyone. You're now tuned in to Unorthodox Real. This is your host, Relicious, and today I have another special guest. I'm here with Kristen. Kristen, please introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kristen. I go by K. Nicole for my business, and just recently graduated from Cornell with a master's in real estate and urban planning. And right now, just working as a consultant in real estate, as well as just started my own interior design company.
Yes, yes, yes. We're going to talk about that in this podcast. But first, I want to do a little bit of rapid fire questions. So what is one thing that you'd put on your bucket list that you do right now?
Okay. Skydiving. I'm actually super scared to do it, but I definitely want to.
Okay. You're like the third person who said something like that.
Maybe I should have came up with something else.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Are you a morning or a night person?
Morning. Morning for sure. I love my coffee. I get the most done in the morning.
I feel that same. What is one thing that annoys you the most?
Oh, gosh. People smacking when they're eating. That's so annoying. I can't stand it.
What is your lifelong dream?
Lifelong dream. Definitely just to have, a nice, happy family. Definitely want to get married, have some kids. As far as career goals, just having my own full interior design studio, like equipped with the warehouse, all of that. So really just taking my business to the next level.
That's great. What is new technology that you think will transform the future?
So I guess maybe not to get into it too much, but for the hotel competition I was just in, we were looking at new technology for the way people check in. So, having the mobile check-in on your phone is one thing, but there's also like some cool new robots that'll actually act as room service too. So it's like a dual component. They'll check you in and bring things to your room. So I think that's, something new and cool.
Yes, we'll talk a little bit more about your hotel competition and hospitality and all that. So the last rapid fire question is, what's your favorite song right now?
My favorite song right now, I would have to. So my favorite artist, don't judge me, is Kevin Gates. But right now, the latest song I've been listening to is "You Got It" by Vito.
I don't think I've heard that song. Okay, I'm not hip. I need to get hip. If I'm supposed to know this song, y'all, please don't judge me.
They've been overplaying it on the radio, honestly.
Oh, see, I haven't even been in a motor vehicle that plays the radio. And I know Detroit radio is different.
Yeah, it's very different. Very different. Very different. It's one of the kind. Ithaca
radio. Yes. So let's get into the podcast. So the podcast is called Unorthodox Real, and I ask all of my guests, what makes you unorthodox? Sure. In your opinion, what makes you unorthodox?
Well, I think, as far as my business goals, everyone can make bedding or blankets, pillows, all the textile products, the interior design itself, the consultations. But I think what makes my business stand out is that I'm making my own paintings and then putting those images on textile products, which I think is really cool. You can curate the paintings for the client's actual space, which I think is something different. And I've had a request too, like, this is the colors that are in my room. Just do whatever you do, create the painting and let me know how it turns out and put it on something. So I think having both mediums of, having total control of the painting itself and the end product is something that's really cool about my business.
I love that. And y'all, I got a coaster right here. Okay, so I want to talk about the coasters, because the funny thing is, I was since last year, since I moved to Ithaca, I was like, I need coasters. But I'm like, where do people even buy these? because I didn't grow up having coasters in my house. Right, but I was like, So I'm just like, I want a coaster in my house. And so I'm like, I don't know where people even buy these. And then when I saw Kristen was starting a business and she had coasters and they were Marvel, I said, I gotta get some. I love it now. Because I'm like, wow, my table doesn't have to sweat what my drink sweats.
Right,
I'm
just right. like...
makes life easier. So I want to talk about your journey to becoming a designer in terms of like, when you were younger, did you feel like you always wanted to do something like this and like your schooling journey and all that?
Yeah. So, you know, I definitely always loved the arts as a kid. I was in a bunch of different art programs. And then I went to University of Michigan for undergrad and I studied architecture there. Actually completely hated it. And it was way too late for me to back out of it. And funny enough, I actually started in the art and design school and ended up transferring to architecture, mainly because my dad was like, you know, art is not a career. Like, you need to find something a little more practical. And so, you know, that practicality for me, was the happy medium was architecture, you know, a little bit of science, a little bit of math, and still having the creative edge. But, you know, like I said, as I got into it, I just really didn't enjoy it. I didn't feel like I had enough control over what I was designing. And so, you know, I went straight to grad school at Cornell, kind of really just left the creative side, I would say, completely the past 3 years since I was at Cornell. Just didn't have time to. Real estate, I mean, there is a creative component to it. But not as much as I was used to in architecture. And so, you know, after graduating, you know, you have all this time, especially working from home with the COVID environment. I was like, what better time than now to really get into what I love doing? And the coasters were actually the first component of the business. I actually started making all resin coasters and then moved to this tile format, which is the ones that you have. And so, you know, the whole thing just really developed the more I kept working on it. But the coasters were the first product. So it's kind of, you know, my little baby of how I started the company.
Oh, that's so good. So let's start talking about your interior design business. So at what point did you think, okay, I'm going to start a business? Was this always the goal or it kind of like something that sprung up on you?
Yeah, so I definitely always had an entrepreneurial spirit. I think a lot of us have some sort of entrepreneurial spirit, but I think the hardest part is acting on it. And like I said, you know, I just didn't have the time. I'm definitely more of a private, reserved person. And so even when I was creating all these things, you know, to really be able to put, you know, your art, something that you made, something that you think looks good, out there, it was, you know, a whole other step for me to really get past. But I think just initially just putting something out there, the company, of course, isn't everything that I hoped and dreamed that it would be on day one, but, you know, whose company is. And so I'm definitely, you know, working on molding it and shifting some things around as I grow with it.
Yes. So you offer so many different products. So what is your design process like? Because honestly, when I saw you like leading up to your first drop, I was like, wait, it's not just like coasters. It's like shower curtains and then there's bedding and then there's pillows. I said, I don't think I've seen anything like this before.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's really one of the things that I'm working on is, you know, I think it's hard, especially when you're first starting off, to be good at everything, right? I mean, it's really just me. And so that's one of the things I'm trying to decide now is, you know, do I want to have such a vast collection of products or just really hone down on a few different things and, you know, really get into that and perfect it to the level that I think it needs to be at. So that's something I'm constantly going back and forth about. The wine glass holders, for example, they sold out, but I just removed those from the site and bring them back next year a little better, you know. So I'm constantly trying to improve the quality of my stuff because there's always something that can be improved, you know, whether it's the process, the actual product itself.
So is this like a one woman show? You're doing this all yourself? That's crazy.
It is a one-woman show, and it's all
Wow.
over the place. So that's why I'm like, okay, Kristen, it's just me. And then I constantly have all these new ideas, right? Which I think you have to do, because every idea isn't a good idea. You need to like constantly be saying, okay, what about this? What about this? And then hopefully one of them, turns out to be good. So, like I said, I'm working on narrowing down the product list. I'm just constantly trying to make everything better.
So I saw on Instagram you literally showing your design process of you making the I don't know what they call it. Please, like the painting design. Please, please, please. I don't know what it's called. I don't know what it's called.
No
Like,
worries,
wait, what? So what is that called? Because I've been seeing that a lot lately, but I haven't seen it on things, for example. Like, I've only seen people paint stuff like that looks like that, but they've never put it
So,
on products.
right, yeah. So I think one, cool aspect, or at least, one marketing aspect of my business is definitely to show people more behind the scenes aspect of the business. And I think that's something that's maybe a little newer. I don't think always that people show, who owns the business on their Instagram, or what kind of facility they're working in. But I think it adds a nice touch to the business. And so that's where that idea initially came from. I'm like, I'll do these paintings, I'll do time lapse videos of the paintings while I'm doing them, just to really bring people into the actual process so they feel like they're, right there with me.
I love that because a lot of people, when people start businesses and then they want to feel more connected to the product, and when they're seeing that, wow, she's actually doing this by hand and
Yeah, because
at
that
home,
was one
right?
thing. People were like, oh, you're actually doing this. I'm like, yeah, like you didn't know that. And so I think that was the other part of it. It's like, I want people to know that, this is something special, it's something unique. You can't just go to the store, and buy this. So I think that was really a cool aspect to bring in.
Yeah, I love that. So as I was doing research on your company, I saw that you're creating like a home decor subscription box. And I never knew they had something like that. And I also saw that it'll be the first Black-owned home decor subscription box. So claps and snaps to you. But please talk about more about why you thought about a subscription box. I didn't even know. Well, also, I'm not somebody who's in the home decor scene, so I didn't know what a subscription box would look like in terms of home decor. So could you speak more about that?
Yeah, so like I said earlier, I'm constantly just, new idea, hopefully one of them sticks. And when I came across, subscription boxes, and I have a few, I've had a few in the past, I thought about, how do I bring a subscription box specifically into my business? And so I started researching, home decor subscription boxes, and there actually aren't that many out there. There's actually more international home decor boxes than there are in the US. And so I thought, okay, great market to get into before it gets, too saturated. Even though I do think it's a very select market, everyone doesn't want a home decor subscription box, right? But I saw that there aren't any Black-owned ones, and so I thought, hey, why not? I just started this interior design company. I think it's a great, component to it. And we'll see. I plan to launch it next year, so having a pre-order list in January and then have a full launch in February. So that's the time frame right now. We'll see if I can stick to it, but more to come, more to come.
Oh, that's so good. So what products should people look out for in terms of your business? Please say the name because I
I
think it's
know
Abode
it's a
Impressions,
bold
right?
impressions.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought. Abode Impressions. So what products should they look out for in terms of the holiday season?
Sure. So, starting tomorrow, our whole entire holiday collection will be available. So we'll have handmade glass ornaments. You can definitely personalize them, starting at just $5. We have holiday blankets as well as decorative pillows, red, pink, blue, and white. And then I'll be doing some giveaways too. So I'll be doing 4 weeks of Christmas. So one of the collections will be on sale each week, and that starts November, the week of the 15th through December, the second week in December.
Oh, y'all better go hop on and follow the Instagram.
Yes.
I'll make sure that y'all know about that in the show notes, and we'll talk about that towards the end. So I want to talk about more about your involvement in real estate. When did that happen? Because you went from architecture to then going to school for real estate.
Yeah, so, you know, I actually, when I first applied to Cornell, I applied to the urban planning program because I had interned in planning my 2 summers before grad school. And so as I was figuring out, you know, I don't like architecture, but I do like planning. And so that was the plan, was to go into urban planning thereafter. And pretty much as soon as I got to the orientation for planning, the director for the real estate program, Dustin Jones, he gave a presentation on the real estate program. And I just immediately kind of fell in love with it, even though I had no idea what I was getting into because he was just telling us about the program. And it took me a while to actually apply. I didn't apply until my second year, but I started taking the classes my first year. So, you know, I entered that space kind of accidentally, really. And I think that's kind of the beauty of life itself, is just running into things. But I do think overall, you know, all of these things are connected. I mean, architecture, you can't have real estate without the architecture.
Yeah.
If you're going to have the real estate, it has some design, interior design element to it usually. And so that's kind of how I got into real estate.
That's good. So congrats on winning the $50K of equity and the hotel deal for downtown Detroit. Please talk about the She Had a Deal competition and how that came about.
So a big part of the real estate program, I just think grad school in general are case competitions. So I did a few, one in Northwestern, I did a few before this one. So this She Has a Deal competition was started by a woman named Tracy Prigmore. She started actually in the healthcare industry and shifted to hotel ownership. And she started this entire competition called She Has a Deal. And the whole purpose of it was just to create a easier pathway, or just a pathway for women in hotel ownership, because there just aren't a lot of women in this space, let alone women of color. And so the competition was to start off with, I think, around 17 or 18 teams just pitching hotel deals that they found. I mean, you could literally come up with anything. You had free reign for the city, the design, the scope, the finance piece of it. And so our team, we ended up pitching myself, Lyra Covington, and Joanne and Bazo, all Cornell Real Estate alum. And we pitched a hotel for downtown Detroit, 80 Key. And we made it to the final round back in March, and then went to the final competition this past weekend. Mm-hmm. It was great. Great experience.
That's amazing. Do you think you'll ever go into hospitality and hotel ownership?
Yeah, so, you know, definitely was not on my short plan of, you know, things to do. You know, I was just talking about this with the team yesterday, and one of my old roommates who was at the competition, she asked pretty much right after we presented, you know, was real estate development or investment something that I was interested in going into, you know, right now? And my response was, you know, yeah, I'm definitely interested in it, but it's something I see more so down the line, not something that's immediate. And not because I felt like I couldn't do it, but just that it wasn't attainable, you know, right after graduating, you know, I'm working full time. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, 10 minutes later, we win the competition and here we are, you know, planning to develop a hotel in downtown Detroit. Yeah. So, you know, I think you just have to be open to things and change and take risks, and, you know, the rest will follow.
That's so amazing. I want to talk about your interior design vibe. So as an interior designer, what's your ideal home vibe? Like if Kristen was to design a home, what would it look like?
So it's definitely modern, but a touch of minimalism. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely one for the whole black and white marble scene. I'm not really into a dark vibe or like a really trying to create a romantic vibe or anything like that. I like light, open, airy spaces, high ceilings, all of that, hardwood floors, those types of things.
Okay. Do you one day want to design somebody's home? Like if somebody hits you up and was like, I want you to design my home inside and out, would you do it?
Yeah. So I mean, I definitely want to get to that point. I actually just went to dinner with one of my cousins yesterday and she was like, I'm buying a home in a few months. I want you to come do like all the interior design. So, it's definitely something on the list of things to get to. Right now, only doing really consultations. I'll definitely find the product, source the products, help you create a list to directly purchase all of the products, and even do it myself as an additional piece. So, you know, it's something I'm definitely working towards.
That's great. So what have you learned about yourself during quarantine? I know you started business during quarantine, but what have you learned the most about yourself?
I think that I have to literally put in breaks for myself. I think I've been inundated with working full time, making sure I'm doing that to 100%, doing my business to 100%, and then now this hotel ownership to 100%, and you can't do everything for 100%, right? So definitely just learning to take breaks, you know, close the laptop, because I won't, like, if I don't actually you know, put some time on the calendar to do that. So that's definitely one thing I've learned about myself for sure.
Honestly, I feel that the closing the laptop thing, I don't know how to do that. I don't remember last time my laptop was turned off.
Right. Yeah. And I was reading your post on the, you know, saying no to things. Right. And I have a super really hard time doing that. So that's definitely something I was like, I need to work on that too. Like, just, you don't have to do everything. That's so much.
It's like, I feel like because we're at the age where it's like, you want to get every opportunity, but it's like, do I also want to burn myself out while I'm trying to do everything?
Right. You're right. Yeah. And I think I was just talking to this about with my mom too. It's like, you know, when else am I going to have time to do all this? You know, like once you get married and have a family, like you're not going to have time. But you have to get to that point, right? Like if you kill yourself overworking now, like
you don't those times. Exactly. So who has inspired you so far in your life? And it can be in terms of anything.
Yeah, so I think definitely my parents. You know, I'm an only child, so it's always just us. I never thought, you know, I'd spend this much time with them again. Because, you know, I thought, you know, after graduation, my full-time job was supposed to be in New York City. And so, you know, I thought it would still be on the holidays or, you know, just them coming to visit, me coming home to visit. So I think that, you know, my parents definitely have inspired me. My mom is definitely the, you know, you could have done better type. And my dad is, calm down. Like, it's okay. You'll have another shot. And so I think having both of them, you need a balance of both, right? You need someone that's going to push you and someone that also is going to say you need to take a break. So I think they're definitely my biggest inspiration.
That's so great. So the final question is, what's next for Kristen Nicole?
So, oh my gosh, what's next? Definitely, I'm really focused on my business. I really want to get it to a place where I'm like, this is definitely the vibe that I wanted, and you know, whatever happens from here is fine. So I'm really working hard to get it to that place where I feel comfortable to kind of back off a little bit, not too much, because it's, you know, still my business. But that's definitely what's next. And then, you know, hopefully look out for our hotel to be coming
Period.
soon.
That's so crazy. Wow.
Coming soon. So stay tuned for that.
I can't wait for all of this. Please plug yourself, plug your business, where they can find you, where they can find the business and all that.
The Instagram page is abode.impressions, and that's abode, ABODE. And then the website is just the name, www.abodeimpressions.com.
And then plug yourself if they want to see what Christina's doing behind the scenes.
So if you want to get in touch with me, my Instagram is its_K_Nicole. And my email and phone is linked to the Instagram as well.
Yes, if y'all want any consultations, make sure y'all hit Kristen up. Thank you
Yes.
so much for being on my podcast. I really
Thanks for
appreciate
having
it.
me.
Make sure, no problem. Make sure y'all go follow Abode Impressions and get somebody y'all love, something for Christmas, something for their
Yep.
birthday, you know, anything.
All of
Give them all
that.
the gifts, okay? All of that. I'll catch y'all in the next one. Bye.